Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Matt. It's great to be back.
Glad to have you here. Well, you know, I was hoping you could tell me a little bit about an event that recently took place with an organization that you're involved with called Securing Our eCity, which I know is an educational initiative to help thwart cybercrime, both in San Diego and throughout the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit more about this initiative?
Sure. Securing Our eCity is really about public education about cybercrime. We hold seminars and workshops, ESET does, and it isn't a marketing event. We're not trying to sell NOD32 or ESET Smart Security. What we're doing is working with a variety of public and private organizations with the focus on educating people about cybercrime. And yesterday we had a pretty spectacular event, which unfortunately I was not able to attend, but it would have been really, really interesting to have been there. There were several notable guests. One of them was Dr. Peter Fonesch from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And we also had Mike Dayton with the State of California Emergency Management Agency, the Chief of Police, William Lansdowne for San Diego, Karen Hewitt, who's a U.S. attorney, and also Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance. You've heard me in the past talk about staysafeonline.org, and NCSA is responsible for that. All that, and the mayor of San Diego and our CEO, Anton Zajac, was at the event as well.
And really, what are these stakeholders hoping to accomplish? I mean, that's certainly an impressive list of individuals who I know are gathering and trying to make San Diego a model city for other cities in the nation to be able to follow with respect to being cyber secure. So how important is it for community stakeholders like that to get behind an initiative like this?
You know, it's crucial because right now we're really only reaching, I think, a small percentage of the people when it comes to educating people about cybersecurity. The vast majority of users out there probably don't spend any time learning about computer security. So the broader the participation in spreading education, the more people we're going to reach. And, you know, it's really a national priority right now is people becoming more aware of cybersecurity, right? Because there's this huge trickle-down effect. And even though the government, the military, they can do things to secure their networks, they still rely on the public sector for all kinds of services. And so people that have security problems outside of the government directly impact government security.
Absolutely. And I know there were almost 300 attendees at the event, who many of which signed a declaration that they are dedicated to making San Diego a digitally secure city, and then also really working throughout the U.S. to move this initiative into other cities as well. There was also a part of yesterday's event that were educational workshops. Can you tell us a little bit more about these workshops?
Certainly. The workshops were right before the rest of the event with the featured speakers. And the workshops really raise awareness about malware and phishing attacks and what people need to do to protect themselves and how to spot these threats. So, you know, there's a variety of phishing attacks right now, and it's crucial people understand you don't give out your password to anyone. You type in by hand the URL for your bank. You don't follow a link on an email, things like that. There are a lot of scams going on right now that involve Craigslist and also other social networking sites. And so people learning about how to protect themselves really helps protect a lot more people than just the person who learned. Because if your social networking account gets hijacked, then the bad guys can attack your friends and families.
Absolutely. And as we know, and as we've discussed many times on this show, it all starts with education. And so really being able to educate ourselves as the end user is going to be the first line of defense against cyber criminals.
That's absolutely correct. We have all kinds of great security tools, but you know, I don't have much education when it comes to a hammer and saw. And if I tried to build a house, it would never pass code. But with education, I can use those tools and make wonderful things. And the same holds true with computers and computer security. There's great security tools, but it takes some education to know how to use them.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, it sounds like a great initiative that you and many other folks are involved with. If folks want to learn more about the initiative, is there a website they can visit?
There is. It's actually called securingourecity.org.
And that has a list of upcoming events as well as maybe some tips and tricks that folks can use to help keep themselves safe online?
Exactly. We have security information there. We also link to other sites that have great security information.
Well, fantastic. Well, Randy, thanks so much for telling us a little bit more about the event and the initiative. If you have any questions for Randy or would like to become involved with securing our eCity, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow the eSet research team on Twitter at eSet Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.